beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hello, beautiful lights. It's your host this evening, Kimberly Barrett. As you heard earlier, you're listening to the Sharing Loving Light Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. We are going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is energy and energy healing. So we do meet every first and third Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time, so that we can discuss sharing our love and our light and topics on vibration and consciousness on the planet. I will be having some of the most amazing guests sharing their experience, strength, and hope with you. I will have next show on the third Saturday, which is September 21st. We will have Alana Roach of Explorations of Self coming on to talk to us about finding our purpose. And I believe not just finding it, but living it. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about one of my favorite subjects, energy and energy healing. And so the reason this topic came to me is because I don't know about all of you all, but I've really been feeling it lately, the current energies that are playing out on our planet. So many of my listeners, my students, my clients, they've been asking me about energy and energy healing, how we can take care of ourselves, how we can help ourselves when we're faced with other people's negativity, how to keep our energy safe and cleansed, and how can we help our planet to move forward in our higher consciousness when we're looking at this mess right now. For some of us, there are other people in my life who really, really get that a lot of what is going on is because we are evolving. And where there is more light on the planet, it's sort of like, and I think I've shared this with my listeners before, when you go into a basement and you turn the light on and you haven't been down there in a while, and you start to notice that there might be mold, or you didn't realize there was that flood over there, or the rats start scurrying, or cockroaches or whatever they are. And what I think of is also, light is knowledge. So the more knowledge we gain and the more we kind of wake up to the truth of who we really are, we start to tap into our power. And that is what I really wanted to talk to you about tonight, is energy, understanding energy from a perspective that's been coming through me lately and coming through a lot of other people that I really genuinely respect and love. They're all energy healers and light leaders who feel that they were born with a purpose to come here on the planet and help us evolve and help us get to a better place. I feel that way. That's why I'm so excited that Transformation Talk Radio has helped me come on to share love and light and to talk about vibration and consciousness on the planet. How can we help ourselves right now, especially when we're feeling this? I keep saying feeling, it's because I am very, very empathic. And basically, anyone out there who's experienced this, it's called an empathic ability. Some of us develop in childhood. Some of us feel that maybe we were born with it. It's just that ability to really feel other people's feelings and to really feel the energies around us. Maybe it's even when you start to raise your vibration and raise your consciousness, you'll start to notice that you can really feel the energies around you. And what I've been feeling lately are the fear narratives, a lot of the anger, control, greed. The other word I use is polarity. I work also as a social worker in the mental health field, currently working with dialectical behavioral therapy by Marsha Linehan. It was something that really helped people with a certain diagnosis that had a lot of polarity thinking, all or nothing thinking and reactivity and all of that. And it's interesting to me to watch a population around me fall into reactivity, the polarities, the all or nothing thinking. And I realized myself how easy it is to be able to get sucked into one side or the other, where it's really, really polarized and I'm right, you're wrong. When really it's like everyone on the planet, if you really look at it from each perspective, we all have our own truth and we all think I'm right. So what dialectical really helps us do is to be able to start to see things from that sort of like dialectic viewpoint. Instead of either or, I'm right, you're wrong, it's looking at things in sort of a both and. We're both wanting pretty much fundamentally and essentially deep down in the place we live, the majority of us on the planet want the same thing. And we have different ideas about how to go about doing that. We could both have completely different opinions. And I've talked about a friend of mine where we both have like completely opposite opinions on a lot of issues, and yet we can still get along, love each other, and appreciate each other where we are. And that is moving into that more dialectical, which is allowing two opposing forces at the same time to exist. It's also not being so all or nothing about it. Perhaps life is a little more shades of gray and colors of the rainbow. And that's what we teach people, so that they can lower some of their stress, fear, anger, those type of things, and be able to get along a little better in relationships. So I will say to everyone out there, I'm going to share tonight from my perspective and my viewpoint. Take what you like, leave the rest. If this is not for you, there's plenty of other radio shows on here. What I'm doing is sharing my love and my light with all of you. And what I was guided really to share about tonight is energy, to remind each and every one of us that as we start to wake up, we have a lot of studies, and I don't have them on me. I might do that for one of the radio shows, is look up all the studies and share them with you. There have been a lot of studies that have shown, are starting to prove energy. One of them was the study of water and water crystals, that the different vibrations and frequencies of sound and thought affected the water crystals. So they're starting to show that this concept of energy is real. I was looking up some of my favorite energy healers. One is Donna Eden. She's a forerunner in energy healing practices and training. Donna Eden says, energy medicine is a transformational healing modality that empowers you with the tools to improve your mind, body, and spirit so you can lead a more vibrant life. So part of energy is the idea that we can do these things to assist the body in healing itself. We can do these things to assist our healing by affecting the energy. One of the most popular forms of energy healing in the United States is Reiki. I'm sure many of you have heard the term Reiki. I know not everyone listening is in the United States. I am. So some of what I'll say is coming from that perspective, since this is where I've grown up and been raised. This is Usui Reiki. That is the most popular form in the United States. And Makeo Usui was born in 1865 in Japan. So think about that. It was like the 1800s, early 1900s that he was promoting a form of spiritual practice known as Reiki. And it was used as an alternative therapy for the treatment of physical, emotional, and mental diseases. And according to the inscription on his memorial stone, Usui taught Reiki to over 2,000 people during his lifetime. So these ideas are not new. They've been around a long time. So energy is that we are all made of energy. Imagine that you are vibration and frequency vibrating at a certain level of vibration and frequency. And so you have created this body, you have created this, it's sort of like this empowerment that we're co-creating this world together. Now that doesn't leave out a higher power or a God or an Allah. Each of them talked about the same type of energy that you can tap into that can help you. This energy medicine is talking about things like in acupuncture, they use meridians. There are energy centers in the body that help us. Meridians, you can also learn about the chakra system. There are specific energy systems in the body that govern certain things in our body. And part of learning about energy is when these things are out of balance or blocked, clogged up, those type of things. Usually there's a study that's been done on emotion code, and also something David Arms talked about with holistic wellness alignment, that our emotions can create a lot of the illness. And if we can clear that out, we can help ourselves get better. That we are really vibrational beings living in this vibrational and frequency environment. It sounds pretty woo-woo. That's okay. But that is my understanding, is not only that, but also from my Cherokee heritage, that there is an energy we can tap into on this planet with each other and even with star family, that we're all connected. Everything is connected. We're oneness in this energy soup together. So that is sort of like the channeling that's coming through me as sort of like the basis of what I'm going to talk about in energy healing, that there is a way for us to do things, help ourselves, different meditations, different breathing techniques, different ways of thinking, music, sound, smells, lots of things that can help us shift our energy and shift our vibration. And I've talked about some of those before. I did have people that wanted me to talk specifically about energy healing this evening. So we are going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to come back and talk more about energy and energy healing. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we get back into our conversation, I want to make sure you all know how to contact me. I can be reached through my website. It is sharingloveandlightshow.com, just spelling out sharingloveandlightshow.com, or through my Facebook page, Kimberly Barrett, Psychic Medium Intuitive Coach, at facebook.com/activate777. So coming back, we've been talking about energy and energy healing, a little bit about being an empath, that, you know, some of us can really feel everything and sense into the energy and really feel the energy. I think all of us are affected by each other. It's sort of like an energy soup. And there are things that we can do for ourselves to help our energy. And there's so much that I'm just going to touch briefly on a few things. And I encourage any of my listeners to sort of do research and find out what might work for you and what might not. I have done a litany of different energy healings for myself. I've had Reiki healings. I've had a major quantum energy shift healing. I've had David Arms does healings with the holistic wellness alignment. I have also had acupressure, acupuncture. I learned an acupressure for myself. I have been trained in a form of Reiki, and I'm also a Blue Star Energy Master. I love anything sound healing. My favorite thing about sound healing is it bypasses the ego mind, it bypasses the human mind, and it helps heal the energy in the body without having to go through that thinking mind that can get in the way. So I have been guided to come on today just to share my truth with my listeners and talk to you a little bit about my experience with energy and energy healing. And I was talking earlier about teaching in an intensive outpatient program for mental health. And I have had many, many clients and many friends and many other people that I've helped ask me about What do you do when the people around you are in a lower vibration, like fear, anger, negativity, depression, whatever it is, when it's the other people around you who are difficult and you're dealing with energy? And I had to really pause and think about my own experience. So I'll share a few things with you in my experience that are channeling in for me. I'm being reminded of these moments. So one of them, I am the facilitator and teacher, lead therapist in a dialectical behavioral therapy program. And I had probably about 8 or 9 students in the room and 2 that were on virtual that day. It was my second day with the group. And energetically, I realized that there was a lot of negativity in the room, and I was really feeling it. I was feeling the judgment, the anger, the negativity. It was really quite difficult to navigate and teach. So I understand when you're dealing with other people's negative energy, sometimes it's hard to even concentrate or think when you're in that. And what I had to do for myself was I kept having to do what I've been teaching often, which is embodying presence, coming back into the body, really feeling your feet, feeling your hands, feeling your body. And I call it staying in your own hula hoop, recognizing what's mine and what's not mine. Sometimes that's really challenging with energy. I've also learned really different little hacks or little tips from different energy healers, from Tai Chi teachers, from Qigong instructors on dealing with energy. There are all people that are well studied in energy medicine. And what I discovered is, you know, I don't have to take that on. I can let it fall off of me. I can also turn sideways and not let it hit me, let it go past me. I've learned that sometimes I need to cover my solar plexus, and that keeps me a little safe. And then if I do take things on, what I can do is what's called energy healing. I can clear it off of my body. Anything that I take on and take with me that is not mine energetically, I can always clear it off. One of the things that David Arms talked about was before you go to bed at night, set your intention to have everything that accumulated during the day that's no longer for your highest and best removed before you fall asleep. So that's one thing you can do, is use the power of intention. The other thing you can do is things like brushing it off, brushing the energy off, moving the energy. I do a thing that's like shaking it off. And I've had quite a number of energy instructors talk about shaking it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Right? Really like shake it out of the body. And then imagine that love energy drawing in and bringing in love energy. If you're on more of a religious side, you can just, you know, imagine that God's removing it from you and ask God to remove it, and then ask God to fill you with all the healing and loving energies that you need. The other language is just recognizing energy, and you're going to ask to just release the energies that you don't need anymore. And then really ask to have more positive energies come into you. Part of what I do is I know different acupressure techniques. So there's a thing called tapping. It's also called emotional freedom technique. what a lot of people don't know about emotional freedom technique is that it's not just energy medicine. There were studies done that proved that emotional freedom technique was highly effective for anyone that had post-traumatic stress disorder, and that it would help people be able to function in the world if they had post-traumatic stress. Well, the reason is because energetically, it is calming down the amygdala response, which I talked to you guys about, that post-traumatic stress response where you go in that fight or flight. When you use the emotional freedom technique with the tapping, it calms it down. So there's just a lot of different things. After that day, I did actually call on a Reiki healer and had some Reiki done to clear some of my energy from anything I might have picked up. I also use sound healing. So any kind of sound healing, like I said, can be really, really helpful. It's about shifting the energy. It's about opening up the blocked energies. And then it's also really imagining that you're releasing stuff that's not yours. I don't do return to sender because I really don't want to be mean and send negative energy back to someone. That's just for me. I want to live in love and light and in my heart chakra, but I do ask to have the energies released or the energies removed. And with the Reiki energy, when you study it, they're really tapping into a healing energy. I've also used angels. If you're interested in angels and guides, I might even post on my website one of the free talks that I did on tapping into your angels and using your angels. There's a lot of angel energy that can be used with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to help heal that energy off. I needed to reground myself. I needed to take care of my inner child who might have been affected. And then I felt myself just releasing all that energy off. One of the other things I've done, because I am trained in it, is I am a Blue Star Celestial Healing practitioner and Blue Star Master. What Blue Star does is it helps me to connect into what's called Pleiadian Blue Star energy. So I asked all the higher selves of the people that I was working with how I could be helpful to this group and how I could see what I needed to see so that I could help shift the energy in the room when I went back in. And it was amazing. It's not an easy process, you all, because sometimes you see things you don't want to see. I saw where I needed to do a little bit of repair work as a therapist. And I also saw where the problems were, and I was able to address that with the group to shift their thinking and the way they were responding to things as a therapist. I wouldn't have been able to do that if I had stayed in all that icky energy. It would have just made me sick and heavy. And I've seen a lot of burnout in therapists because of, you know, taking on so much that's not theirs. So as a therapist, and I will give a shout out to Dr. Megan Mundang. She is a coach and a therapist that worked for a very long time in trauma healing and talks about when you're taking on everyone else's stuff and you need to learn how to not do that energetically and how to release that energy. I had asked a few of my energy friends, what do you do when you're around people that are in a different frequency than you? You're living in appreciation and love and cooperation and compassion, and you get around people that are in fear and guilt and shame and negativity and all that stuff. And one of them said gently, you know, you probably don't want to spend a lot of time with them. But at the same time, I corrected the but. I've been replacing it with and instead. And at the same time, I still want to see if there's a way I can be helpful in any way. If I can't be helpful and that person is just where they are, they're not quite ready to not be in that vibration, it doesn't make it good, bad, right, or wrong. It just is what it is. That person is where they need to be in this moment, and I need to rise above it and then set my own boundaries for myself. Which I'll add, boundaries are for you. When you set a boundary, when I set a boundary, the boundary is for me, not the other person. And the person that needs to enforce the boundary is me. So I'm going off topic. However, there are energy boundaries that I can set up for myself and remember that those boundaries are for me, not for the other person. And some energy boundaries can be when people are really in that very low vibration. I don't have to drop to their level. I can stay in my higher vibration. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, I'll keep sharing on experiences about energy and energy healing. I'll see you soon.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
What kind of excuse do you have in life? What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Being legally blind has never stopped Emily Perry from pursuing her dream. As a professional speaker, trainer, and life strategy coach, Emily spends her career working to educate, support, and provide guidance. Tune in to the Human Is My Label podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com and open your hearts to creating, supporting, prioritizing inclusivity, and encouraging the best of humanity and equity.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Allie Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet on Transformation Talk Radio. You are with me, your host this evening, Kimberly Barrett. Again, before we get back into our conversation, I want to let you know how to contact me. I have a website. It's sharingloveandlightshow.com, or you can reach me through my Facebook page, Kimberly Barrett Psychic Medium, intuitive coach at facebook.com/activate777. So we have been talking about energy, energy healing, how that can apply to life, and what it's like being these energy beings out in the world. So really, I'm hoping that this is empowerment for any of my listeners to know that you do have power to take care of yourself. Part of that is tapping into that power, tapping into that energy, being able to know that there's more than just this body, these thoughts, these emotions. So one of the things that came to me when I was talking about teaching dialectical behavioral therapy and being with people, and I've shared before on the show about vibration and frequency. When we're in the lower vibrations and lower frequencies, and I can't think of any other word than lower. It's more like denser. They're denser, heavier frequencies. It's harder to see clearly. A lot of times we're not really feeling safe. What happens in the human body when we get in a lot of these frequencies is we start to get thoughts that are in alignment with those lower vibrations and lower frequencies, and our thinking gets really, really negative. There are ways that we can help ourselves to take care of our energy, to have our energy healed, to shift that energy. I love some of the new shows that have come out. There's a movie that's called Energy in Motion. So understand that when you're in an emotion and you're being mindfully aware of that emotion, it's like a wave, especially when we have those big emotions. It has a beginning, it peaks, and then it goes back out to sea. What most people don't understand about their own energy in motion, their emotions. One, there's a thought that creates that emotion, right? It's not the person or the place or the event or whatever it is. It's the thinking, the thought that was in the mind that created that energy that's now in motion. From that thought creates whatever the physiological feelings are in the body and creates what's called in dialectical behavior therapy, the emotion mind. So now we're in this emotion mind, and think about when depression's talking to you, if you've ever been depressed, or when fear or anxiety is doing the talking, or when anger's doing the talking, what the mind is saying, right? So we can get caught up in these emotions. What's helpful is if we can actually ride those waves. What I've noticed with the energy and where a lot of pain comes from, a lot of sometimes not wanting to even get out of bed, things like that, is because I haven't been moving that energy through the body. Think about all the ways in human life right now that we stuff, don't feel, push away, or even exaggerate some of our emotions, that a lot of times we're avoiding them and we're not feeling them and we're not really allowing ourselves to have these human emotions. And then we're not really in awareness of where the emotion's even coming from. Sometimes it can be a trigger from the past or something like that. What happens energetically is those emotions get stuffed in the body. They get locked in. And I've learned this from so many different avenues. I know a Qigong instructor. She does Qigong yoga and energy healings. Her name is Shanti. She owns Shanti Yoga Studio in Knoxville. And she talks about how in Qigong medicine, another one of those ancient energy healing type of modalities, is you are releasing and moving the energies from those emotions that we've stuffed and stored in the body. We're releasing and removing the stress and the anxieties and the fears and the depressions and all that stuff that we've stuffed and avoided and haven't been with, right? And it's not to be with stuff in a negative way. It's to recognize if you are energy, then you're not your thoughts, you're not your body, and you're not your emotions. And that's where I offer you to start exploring, who am I really? And if you really bring yourself to your breath, really feel your feet on the floor, really come back into your body and start to really bring some presence back into yourself. And start to step away and notice the thinking. Notice the feelings that are physiologically going on in the body. You're not your pain. Coming from kind of a detached viewpoint, we can start to then sense our own energy, and we can sense energies around us. A lot of pain is that blocked energy. So in Qigong medicine, they give you ways in Qigong yoga to kind of tap the energy out and to move it. I've seen that in Tai Chi as well, that they have ways to work with energy, to take care of your own energy, to protect yourself. A lot of people don't know it energetically, but when we get afraid or we get triggered into a past memory that might have been a little traumatic, when we feel uncomfortable with other people's feelings or our own feelings, we tend to leave our bodies. Our energy like leaves the body open, or we'll give our energy to other people. How many times have other people been angry or controlling or whatever it is, and we just give our energy to them? And the way I say that is, if I find myself playing the victim, if I find myself getting hooked into whatever that person's stuff is, and then I carry them home with me, and, you know, I call it, I'm in the shower and I'm thinking about it, or I'm sitting on the couch at home, it's my day off, and I'm still thinking about all my clients from yesterday. That is what we call, we can care about people, but we need to stop carrying them. So being able to like take care of your own energy by releasing other people off of you, by clearing that energy. I also know a chiropractor who does fascia tissue chiropractic. It's Summit Chiropractic in Knoxville. His name is Ryan Teeter. And he talks about how we store all of our like stuff that we don't really feel, all that stress and all those things that happen that we don't feel and that we push away from. We store that in this layer of tissue that's on top of all of our muscles. And what it does is it tightens up on us and it starts pulling things. And in energy healing, we can start to kind of like do things to release our fascia tissue. Energy in the body is you need to get moving, do yoga, learn how to actually be mindful of certain emotions and let them go through the body. An emotion becomes dysregulated when we are impulsive and acting out on all of our emotion, action urges. That's different than riding that emotion wave, feeling that feeling and letting it go. Feeling that feeling and releasing it out of the body. There are healthy ways we can release anger out of the body. We can release stress out of the body. On a daily basis, I do clearing. And what I did today was I did anything I could to kind of cleanse my own energy. I'm being distracted by my cat right now, just to let you guys know. He's decided that even if I'm on the show, he's going to come join us. His name is Marcus. So you can clear your own energy, do energy healing, shift the energy. And what I did was I burned some of my favorite incense that raises the vibration. I sprayed my favorite smell in the house. If you do aromatherapy or anything like that, helping to raise the vibration. I even smudged everything for house clearing. I used a drum, right, to clear my energy. I did a drum. I did rattles to clear my energy in my body. And I did tuning forks as well to clear up my energy inside the body. And it really shifted how I was feeling. what I tell my listeners is anything that you test that you hear on the show, I'll give simple tools that you can use and you can test. Test it and see if it, you know, works for you. Check in, see how you're feeling before you do it and after you do it. There are ways that you can move the energy. There's breathing techniques that can move the energy. There's, you know, even running, dancing, singing, things that can help shift that energy, move it around, get it moving. I know that's more of a challenge for people that have serious medical history, chronic pain, things like that, but there's still things you can do for yourself in those situations. I have worked with people with serious terminal and chronic illnesses. So just to let you know that a lot of this energy work can work on you as well. So remember, it's taking care of your own energy. We're going to take one other break. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about how this can help us and also our planet. We'll see you soon.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon art to soothe your soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer to make thinking decisions want to evaluate situations calmly and logically, using the same principles in most situations. However, people who prefer to make feeling decisions want to evaluate each situation personally for themselves and others. And so a great strategy for thinking types is to develop rapport, listen empathetically, and appreciate the positives of the situation before providing critical feedback to feeling types. And for those who prefer feeling, be direct with thinking types and breathe deeply to stay calm. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, carrienail.com. That's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet on Transformation Talk Radio. My name is Kimberly Barrett. I am a psychic medium. I'm an energy healer and an intuitive coach. So I wanted to come back on and let you all know that the third Thursday in September, save the date for September 21st, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. We will have a special guest, beautiful light energy, Alana Roach of Explorations of Self. She will be coming on talking about finding your purpose. So let's get back to wrapping up what we've been talking about tonight I've had a lot of messages coming in and through me and sharing some of my experience with you on the idea of everything being energy. I'm even getting, it's like a clairaudience coming through that's saying, and even your thoughts are energy. I know that Abraham Hicks, that is Abraham who is channeled through Esther Hicks. They come through and talk to us about how to manifest our best life. They talk often about getting in a vibrational match to what you want in your life. Part of that is noticing your emotions, energy in motion. What is the energy and vibration I'm currently in? And then noticing your thoughts. Right? So the emotions are like my guidance system and they help me see where my thoughts are. Then I can be more empowered. Sometimes because our body, mind, and spirit are so connected, really, really connected, you guys, mind, body, and spirit, that sometimes you can change your mind and that will change the vibration. Other times you can just change how you're holding your body and what you're doing with your body, and that can start to shift the mind and the vibration. There's so much you can do for yourself. There's also a ton of energy healers out there. There are people trained in Donna Eden's energy medicine. I've been trained in Reiki as well as Blue Star Celestial Energy. I do sound healing, which is vibration and frequency, helping you to heal. I also use intuition while I'm doing that. There's David Arm's Holistic Wellness Alignment. There is Emotion Code out there. There's Emotional Freedom Technique and tapping. All kinds of stuff that you can tap into to help yourself, acupuncture, acupressure, anything that's helping with chakras and chakra healing, breathing techniques. I have a friend that I'm hoping to bring on. She's an amazing coach. She's coached a lot of really famous people in yoga as well as yoga breath. So she can really teach you how to use your breath and make your life better. So hopefully we will be having her on here at some point. The other thing about energy is if you take care of your own energy, it doesn't matter what's going on with other energies around you. This is what I've seen in a lot of my high vibration friends. A lot of the people I know that really work on their energy, I've mentioned some of them like David Arms and Alana Roach and Shanti and Melanie Joel in New York. They work on their own energy, so they're less affected by other people's energies around them. That is the same with me. I remember a time when I was really working on keeping my energy balanced and staying, you know, really cleared, doing my clearings every morning, every evening, doing yoga, meditation, being mindfully aware. And I had someone who had gotten very upset in front of me. It was a friend of mine, and started yelling at me. And I remember that in the past, if I wasn't taking care of my own energy, I would have not only taken that on and been pretty wrecked later with that energy being held in my body, I would have also probably reacted and had a few words to say back. Instead, I remember being in that energy space of being very aware of my own energy in a higher consciousness. And I have to tell all of you, I'm not like this all the time. I was really working on myself at the time. It's kind of like mental note, get back in that space again, where my energy is, I am self-contained, I am sovereign, I am fully aware of what's mine and what's not mine. And when he started yelling, I was able to see past where the anger was actually coming from and what was really going on there. And I recognized that that was all about the other person and nothing about me. So I offer that to you all, that sometimes other people's energy and their reactions and reactivity and things they're going through have nothing to do with you. My job is to take care of my energy. And when I'm taking care of my energy, I'm not only affecting myself, I'm also affecting those around me. I turn that intensive outpatient group around. And now when I go in there, it is a safe space. It is a space of peace and love. It is a space where they can hear me and where I can teach. And I shifted that energy. And not all of them, but many of them get a lot better. Most of them get, you know, somewhat better. They're taking the skills with them and learning some new ways of being. And then some of them are making baby steps, and in that progress, even if it's just a little bit, really helps. So with energy, my main take home is that piece of empowerment. To remember that we are all connected on a global scale. There is a collective consciousness, is sort of like the word that's used about it. And in the collective consciousness, there can be, you know, fear narratives and anger and different things like that. I can rise above that and not get caught up in it and be able to stay empowered in my own truth, in my own energy, and make the best decision for myself. I think there's billions of people on the planet, and if we raise into that higher consciousness and we are living in that heart-based place, with more peace within ourselves, it's really helping to transform everyone else around us. I noticed a shift because I stayed in my heart chakra, I stayed grounded, I stayed embodied. I was able to shift that intensive outpatient experience. I even changed my thoughts about what was going on. I noticed I had had some judgments and some of my own negativity that needed to shift. And I needed to change a couple things about the way that I was teaching with this particular group. So being open to adjust energy and to take care of yourself. I am not responsible for other people's energy. I can help them in the sense of asking their higher self if there's something I can do. The main thing I can do is to stay in my own energy, in my own power, in my own thoughts and reactions, and really work toward being heart-centered in that. So if there's anything that I'm sharing with any of you tonight, it's pretty much stay in your own hula hoop, take care of your own energy, don't worry about everyone else's. If you become an energy healer, you know, sometimes just being in your own high vibration is enough. You walk into the room and that's the healing that's happening, is you're responding and reacting from your heart, from compassion. And if you pick stuff up from other people, do what you can to just clear it off of you, get yourself back in a better place, and really take care of your own energy. There's lots of healers out there if you need assistance. It's coming to an end for us. Just to remind you to join me every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for the Sharing Love and Light show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. Our next show, we are going to have the beautiful Alana Roach of Explorations of Self coming on. We'll be talking about finding your purpose and living that purpose. So I look forward to sharing love with all of you in a couple of weeks. I'm signing off. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.